One of the first changes that grabbed consensus of the Plan Commission was an increase to the buffer zone or setbacks between gas wells, homes, businesses, schools, and recreational areas. Plan commissioners want 1,500 feet, not the 1,000 recommended by the task force. Environmentalist Jim Schermbeck says that's huge for those who do not want gas drilling on city parkland.
What the city staff really wants to do is still get those Trinity East permits done, and that's going to be hard to do with a 1,500-foot buffer zone around each well.
In March, the Plan Commission denied for the second time Trinity East Energy's request to drill on parkland in Northwest Dallas. Trinity East paid the city $20 million more than 5 years ago for drilling leases, and Schermbeck says he expects pushback on the bigger buffer zones from city staff. City Plan Commissioner Michael Anglin says there's a possibility the commission will decide to ban drilling on parkland altogether, but there's also the possibility of drilling on parts that are not easily accessible and are not being used for recreation. Anglin says in that case, he's concerned about preventing the drilling from creeping closer to the so-called protected uses, like golf courses or hike and bike trails.
When does unused parkland, basically I guess we could call it, become semi-used and then intensely used, and then, you know, at what point have you reached the protected use?
Commissioners will struggle with a long list of other issues at weekly meetings. At the next one, the focus is on drilling operations, noise, pollution, traffic, and drilling hours. Commission Chairman Joe Alcantar says he wants to have a new ordinance to present for City Council approval in September. BJ Austin, KERA News.